is that old limestone.
But they don't make them today, you know, you just don't see many of them. What are here are from way back.
What about a long time ago, the thing people used to carry water in?
Bucket or pail, is that what you mean?
Is there any difference to you between a bucket and a pail?
I don't use the word pail, I use the word bucket.
Yeah. What about the thing you'd use for carrying food out to the hogs in? You call that a...
Slop bucket.
Swill bucket. Swill. Yeah, slop is another term.
Which sounds more familiar, slop or swill?
Slop is more used, I would think, isn't it, than swill. Now, the only time I've ever been familiar with that was a neighbor next door across the street. Used to have hogs before there was an ordinance against it. And we used to ride around her truck, and she called it swill or slop. And this is what we'd the kids, she would take, my sisters and her sisters, her kids, would go with a little bucket and gather. The people would sit it out for her to come pick it up.
They'd call it bucket, though, instead of pail. It's either swill bucket or slop bucket.
I don't think pail was used that much.
What about the thing that people use for... frying eggs in?
Frying pan.
Any other name for that?
Skillet. What?
Skillet or spider.
I've never heard of spider. Skillet.
I
never use that. A lot of people do. I hear it, but I say frying pan.
You've never heard spider?
Mm-mm.
Where are you from?
Panhandle of Florida.
Which?
You know where Bonifay is?
I don't think so.
Northwestern.
You know where Pensacola is?
Yeah.
Bonifay is a small town north of Panama City, but kind of east of Pensacola, up in that area. And they still talk a lot different.
Yeah, they do.
Like over yonder and...
Well, I say that. Up yonder.
My grandmother, they say bile water. They don't say boil, bile. And they say kibber for covers.
Go see where they are, Lisa, and tell them to get away from the front of the road.
Mom, we might stand
there. Say yours for ears.
Mama,
please.
I'm busy.
What about them? If you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you put them in a
vase.
And if you were setting the table, next to each plate, you give everyone a
fork
and
spoon, knife.
Okay. And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd put out steak
knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you say you had to...
wash the dishes.
And you say after she washes the dishes, then to get the suds off, she...
rinses.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing...
dish towel, dish rag.
What's the difference?
Oh, the towel you dry, the rag you wash.
What about to bathe your face with?
Wash rag. Okay. Face cloth.
What's the difference?
Well, to me, it's wash rag.
When there's
rag.
Company around, we say washcloth. When there's nobody around,
we
say, go get the wash rag.
Yeah, wash rag is what I use all the time. I never use face cloth or wash cloth. I always say wash rag.
What about to dry yourself off?
Towel.
And
some people say towel. Yeah. But I've always said towel.
To pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, you pour it through a
funnel.
And something that flour used to come in was a...
flour sack?
Okay. What was that made out of?
Material, cotton material.
Okay. What about something, the big wooden thing that maybe 100 pounds of flour would come in?
A barrel.
Okay. And the things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
I know what you mean. It's a little metal band around it, but I don't know the name.
A rim? Did you ever hear of hoops or hoops?
But I would call it hoop. Okay. I wouldn't call it hook.
And